Welcome to Rich Black Woman, your destination to enlighten your life from the inside out, where we empower you to be rich in mind, body, and bank. Now, here's your host, Yaz.
Welcome to the Rich Black Woman podcast, where we empower women to be rich in mind, body, and bank. I'm your host, Yaz, creator and founder of Rich Black Woman, and I'm excited to bring you inspiring guests from around the world who will enrich your life from the inside out. Every week, we talk with change makers who will nourish your soul, your intellect, and enrich your bottom line. Ladies, it's time to bring the bank. And my next guest is DeAndrea Bird. She is a business consultant, entrepreneur, accountability coach, author, and motivational speaker. As a successful serial entrepreneur of her own, she has founded 4 companies. DeAndrea started off doing small vision board parties and has since launched into a much greater master plan and, in fact, had the vision board tour, where she began touring the East Coast and coaching others toward their destiny with vision boards, one vision board at a time. She is also the author of several different books, such as How to Plan a Successful Event for Profit, The Profit Plan Workbook and Journal, and Goal Planner, Accountability Journal and Workbook. DeAndrea is known in Atlanta for her vision board tour workshops. So let me welcome DeAndrea Bird to the Rich Black Woman Show. DeAndrea, thank you for being here with us today, and we're excited to learn from you. So DeAndrea, tell us a little bit about your background. Briefly, what do you do?
So I help entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, learn how to turn their creativity into cash flow. A lot of people have businesses, but they're trading their time for dollars and they're missing out on life's adventures. So I teach entrepreneurs how to create digital products and make money in their sleep. By digital products, I mean selling their information in the form of ebooks, courses, actual books, and learning how to just go ahead and free up their time and live the life they deserve while making money and serving others.
I like the way that sounds. And when you talk about making money in your sleep, that's something that a lot of people hear all the time. But how do you really activate that? And how does that really happen?
So that happens from number one, actual cultivating real relationships with your customers. A lot of people get into entrepreneurship because they want to have a gimme, 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 make me rich mentality. But you have to be serving. You have to be solving a problem and helping others. In the midst of that, you have to learn the art of selling to your customers on all levels. Not everybody is going to need or want your high ticket offers. So you have to sell to your customers on all levels. And I call that a sales funnel. So you have to have the lower price items. You have to have the mid price items and then your higher ticket items. One of the examples that I give is Old Navy, Banana Republic are owned by the same umbrella company. So Old Navy is for the lower income college students. And then you have Banana Republic, which has the higher tier. So that's the marketing strategy that they use. Although they're owned by the same umbrella company, they're able to sell to their customers on all levels.
I love what you said, DeAndrea, about serving and reversing sometimes the mindset of some entrepreneurs, and sometimes we have to reset and realize that it's about service and solving a problem. How do people make sure that they are solving a problem, and how do they position whatever expertise they have to be solving a problem and not just, you know, make me rich? I feel like that's kind of the trend and what you see sometimes, particularly on social right now with Instagram and, you know, everything's really flashy. How do we bring back that sense of service? Because I think you're tapping into something really core and central for a really, truly successful long-term business.
So number one, a lot of people don't have really good listening skills. Sometimes you have to be quiet, sit back, listen, and kind of get in tune with the energy around you. You can almost kind of feel and know what people's problems are by listening to what comments are they making? What statuses are they posting on their social? When you go to events, don't always be the person that talks first. Sometimes you have to listen first to get an understanding of who people are and where they are in their life right now, to see what their needs and wants are. And that's when you use your creativity to solve a problem.
That's excellent. And we could all use a little bit more listening, both in our personal and our professional lives. And you hit the nail on the head when you said listening and listening first to see, because people will actually tell you what their problem is, right? If we just sit and be quiet. And I love what you said about being in tune with the energy around you. That's 3D. That's taking it to another level and not being superficial. And we're so used to jumping out there with what our product is, almost like the person on the street corner with a whole bunch of watches in our trench coat trying to make a sell, when really it's about, let me find out first what my customer needs. And also listening will tell you, is this the right time for this conversation? Or is this customer ready for what I have, you know? And sometimes you want that quick no versus a really long drawn out no, right? And you talk about that. You know, sometimes we kind of hit them hard and it's the wrong target. How do you zone in on your target audience?
Well, first, let me talk to you guys about the difference between a warm lead and a cold lead. So a cold lead is somebody who doesn't know you, who doesn't need your product, doesn't want your product, or they just don't quite know or trust you yet. Versus a warm lead is somebody, they've came in contact, you built a relationship with them, and they kind of know who you are. And so they're warm to who you are, how you serve them, what value you add to their life. So they're probably going to be more ready to pull out their credit card and buy from you. So sometimes people miss the step of creating a warm lead. You go in cold saying, hey, buy this. This is what I do. Buy this from me, instead of listening. And by listening also too on social media, you can check the comments and some of the groups of the demographic that you serve. So if you're a teacher and you're in a teacher group and you see other teachers are having problems with their lesson plans, that will be where you'll gather your information on how to create digital products. Maybe teachers want other teachers to have templates for them to download. So you'll listen, you will interact. Don't just go in somebody's inbox and say, hey, I see that you're a teacher and I want you to buy my products. You will interact with them. You will communicate, comment on their posts, get to know them, but also give them a chance to know, like, and trust you. Because if I don't know you and I don't like you, and I don't trust you, why would I give you my money or buy anything from you?
Absolutely. I think it's really insightful that you just talked about how you can use social media and the comments that people are leaving for your own market research and to scour what people are saying and complaining about or talking about to then inform what you offer. I mean, what a great way to make sure that you're offering something of value by just simply kind of doing some market research and looking at social almost in this like dynamic feedback way. And that's really a level of sophistication that most multinational and large corporations actually, that's what they're doing. So we also need to be able to, as solo entrepreneurs or small business entrepreneurs, to be able to use that same type of in-depth analysis and market research. You know, they have staff teams, usually large companies, that do this type of work. But I'm so glad you talked about that, because that's something free that we can all do and glean a little bit more insight about our target customer. Talk about what essentially is a sales funnel. You know, you talked about making money in your sleep. Sounds good, DeAndrea, but how do we make that happen?
So it's really simpler than most people try to make it seem. I know a lot of gurus will tell you that you need all these apps and all these different steps, but I want you to think about sales funnel in the terms of selling to your customers on all levels. So initially, you know how you go fishing and you put whatever you use to bait the fish. You start your sales funnel with a freebie or opt-in. So that's either an ebook, a course, a free webinar, a paid webinar, however you choose, even a checklist or a calendar. That's how you get your customers to come on in to, you know, your tribe. Secondly, you have your small price offer. And the smaller price offer is just to get your customers to see what your value is, so that they can see, okay, she's an expert, he's an expert. They really know what they're talking about. So you start off with your freebie, then your smaller price item. Then you funnel them to your mid-price item, and then at the top of your funnel is your higher price option. So sales funnels are the way that you lead your customers to your higher price items, while providing them service all the way up to the top of your funnel. I know a lot of people want to know, what are click funnels and sales funnels, and what's the difference? So sales funnels are the actual strategy that you use to sell to your customers in an automated way. And click funnels are the software. It's like lead pages. Click funnels are the way you set up your sales funnels and the actual technology or software that you'll use to do or incorporate your sales funnels into your business. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I love the way that you broke that down, because we hear a lot about click funnels right now. It's really trendy and there's some, you know, confusion. So that was right on the money. So if I can repeat it back, just to break it down for my audience, sales funnels is the strategy. Click funnels is the platform. You can merge the two, but you can also have them independent. But regardless, you need a sales funnel.
Definitely.
Awesome. So in terms of, I think sometimes folks get overwhelmed and they, you know, feel like they have a product, but they don't know how to package it and how to just even begin. Can you break it down? Like, how do you just start? And, you know, you talk about the freebies. Okay, I want to do like a free PDF worksheet or something that people would download. Then what?
So just back to being able to see what people want. We're not creating products that people don't need. So start with the market research first. And then start with something as small as a challenge. Before you create your freebie, do a challenge. Don't just do it one time. Do a challenge for like a month. Every week, say, hey, I'm doing a 3-day challenge. I teach people how to do detox smoothies. Say you are in the business of health and you teach people how to detox. So every week for a whole month, consistently do that challenge, okay? From your challenge, then you could build a worksheet or a workbook on a grocery shopping list for what do you need to buy to go on this 7-day detox. But do it every week for a month so that you can get data. A lot of people give up. They put something out the first time and they're like, oh, nobody signed up for my freebie. Nobody signed up for my challenge. One time is not enough time to collect the data that you need. Once you successfully find out what people are opting into for free, then you build your products. Because if nobody wants your free stuff, then they're probably not going to buy your actual book or courses or digital products. So use your market research time and the time that you're seeing, you know, what are people needing from me, to figure out how you can build upon that. So once you down pat, okay, people are buying into my challenges. Now I'm going to create an ebook. Then you'll build your course and your webinars and your other products from that one thing, because you know you have a need for it. People are responding to it. So now I'm going to create products based upon that one thing. Think about the rule of one. If you can get one thing down pat and mastered, then you can move on to something.
That's really helpful. And I love the rule of one, especially for creative people. Sometimes the challenge is that we've got so many different ideas going on in our brain. We just don't have one thing going on. And so we get confused and then overwhelmed and we get paralyzed and don't even know how to move forward. So I love that you broke it down just into really serious kind of baby micro steps to get to that point. Building out your business. When you say challenge, okay, so there's so many challenges. You're not talking about the Kiki challenge or the level up challenge. What, can you give us an example? Have you done one and what did you do?
So when I'm talking about challenge, I'm talking about a challenge niche specific to what you do as a business owner. So for example, one of the challenges that I do is the 30-day dope challenge. I'm sorry. The 30-day dope challenge, dope content challenge. And that's for entrepreneurs who are like, I don't know what to post on social media. I know what I do. I know what my business is. But how do I get clients from social media? How do I monetize my social media? So the 30-day challenge is every day they have a task, a specific task of what to post, how to post, and what type of content, whether that's through a live video today. So it just shows them how to get their audience more interactive so that they can monetize their social media network.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. I like that picture. Really what's helpful about that too, it's kind of like building up the discipline of the habits that are going to make you successful. So just like, you know, we talk in health, like you need to do something, you know, 21 days to create a positive, healthy habit. You're also setting up the paradigm and the discipline with your business to do something consistently over time to see that then flourish and grow. So I really like how you broke that down. So the challenge is like getting yourself in shape and ready to box, you know, ready to perform. Talk about some of the mistakes that you see entrepreneurs make in this day and age of social and just, you know, we've got so there's a lot of noise too in the background. And so how do folks actually make this happen? And I think if you can break it down, like, are there things that people need to do to their websites that are different to really hone in on the sales funnel?
So the top two mistakes that I see people make is, number one, they're easily distracted. Like I said, creative people, we do have a lot of background noise. So because we have those creative downloads come to us so much, sometimes we're going to jump right to the next thing, but we haven't even really figured out the very first idea that we got. Does it work? What feedback have I got? Have I did enough market research to either continue with it or throw it in the towel? So I think it's the art of not being distracted. Pick one thing to focus on, wait till that's over with, and then go to the next. Keep a notebook by the side of your bed for all those creative late night downloads, but work on one thing at a time. Number two, it's a lack of authenticity. People aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're doing what they think they should do because they see other people doing it. And I think you definitely should just focus on what works for you and your business. Business is not a cookie cutter situation or a one size fit all. So the more that you focus in on who you are and being authentic, having authenticity in who you are in your business, then those are the people that you're attracting, that you'll attract. So your sales funnels won't be so hard to build.
That's excellent advice. The authenticity piece and being yourself. And I think that is, there's a lot of noise because we're on social and we're seeing all these kind of just superficial wins, but we don't know what goes into each one of those, you know, entrepreneurs' work. And we compare ourselves to what they're doing or what we think they're doing and what we're seeing. But really, it comes back to just what makes you, you? What is your unique gift that you give to the world? And that's something that we're really, really emphasize here on the Rich Black Woman podcast to all of our RBWs out there, because everybody has something that they can share and give to the world. And only you can do that. And you can only do it in your way. So don't try to be the sister next to you. Be who you were created to be. And you're going to tap into people who like who you are, because of that uniqueness that you have. And what I love about that, DeAndrea, is that then the world becomes unlimited to you, that there is abundance when we believe that we have a tribe that will follow us because of who we were created to be, that we don't have to, I don't have to be DeAndrea. DeAndrea doesn't have to be me, that we can be in each of our own lanes and each be successful in that. So I love that you tapped into that, because sometimes in this game of entrepreneurship, you know, battling the psycho part of it, like the psychology, can be kind of crazy, you know, for folks. And sometimes you get paralyzed just because you're seeing, you know, all these wonderful people on Instagram and they seem so dynamic. And then you feel like, oh, I'm not that, you know? So I love that you talked about just be your authentic self. It takes so much of the pressure off of it too. And then work towards refining your authentic self, right? Talk about, you know, what do you use to, I guess, accelerate your business? And I know that you use kind of a mix of, you know, old school and new school in terms of applications and technology. What have you found to be really helpful to grow and amplify your business?
So three things. I make sure I keep a spirit of gratitude. Like every morning I have a list that I add to of things that I'm thankful for. When you're constantly operating in a spirit of gratitude and you're thankful for every single thing, I promise you so many things will flow into your life in a different way. Gratitude is like my number one practice. And then, like you said, I do old school mixed with new school methods. So I definitely believe in the old school guerrilla tactics of marketing. Yes, social media is great, but meanwhile, there are still people that live out here in the real world that never met you. So you definitely have to get out here, do your network marketing, go to these networking events. I still have a team that I pay to pass out flyers. I pass out between 3,000 and 5,000 flyers a month. And I also go to other people's events. In the art of supporting other people, you never know who you're going to meet. So get out, support someone else, especially if they're in your field or even if they're not. Get out and support other people, meet new people, because it'll definitely come back to you and your business. I definitely use social media. I don't even think as social media as a fun thing anymore. I think of social media as my marketing at my fingertips. I mean, we live in a world where we can literally click and post and reach thousands of people who didn't know us before. So be consistent with your social media. If you can't be consistent, pay somebody else to do it for you or use a scheduling app. One of my favorite apps that I use for scheduling my social media posts, Planoly. You can literally schedule your hashtags and your social media posts. And I do mine. I still organically post, but if it's certain types of posts, I'll go ahead and schedule them out for like 6 months.
Oh, that's great. Planoly, that's a really great tool. And I love that you are mixing both the organic and using the technology, because you do want, you know, to have a balance of that. And I like that you mentioned, you know, you have to get out there and network and meet people, and not always sometimes with the goal of coming away with something, but just contributing. I like that you said that, like showing up and letting things also happen organically when you just come and come ready to receive, but also come ready to give. And it goes back to what you said about service. So sometimes just going to events to be helpful, maybe it's a friend or a colleague who needs support and help. And you never know what can happen when you just show up with an open spirit and that energy to serve. So it comes back to kind of where we started with the fact that, you know, serving others and serving others with the intention of helping to solve problems that people face in their lives every day. So this has been awesome. Are there any final thoughts, tips for folks as they look for ways to, you know, channel whatever makes them unique, their expertise into dollars and making that money while we sleep? What would you say to launch us into like next step number one? What would that person need to do?
So definitely, sometimes you got to look back and lay your own credentials on the table. Look at what you've done. What are you an expert on? People will literally pay you for your mistakes and to learn how to do what you do. So don't be afraid of those people that want to copy you. Develop something where they can copy you and become their own better entrepreneur. So be authentic. Think about what you're an expert on and don't be afraid to give your knowledge and give back to the world by creating digital products. I mean, there's something that you're an expert on. And we're moving into an information-driven age where people are hungry for information and they have the internet at their fingertips. So don't miss out on that. I know you have some information to give. I know you're an expert on something. So go ahead and create those digital products and get with the new information age.
That's excellent. Do you have any other tools for folks who feel like they're not technologically savvy? They do have some expertise to give. You know, there's a lot of different platforms. I'm thinking of teachers with, you know, there's webinars you can do. There's different teaching online schools now where you can basically teach a course, things like that. Do you use any of those or would you recommend any?
So if you're going to create a ebook, I definitely recommend that you use Canva. It's a really good app. They do have a free version if you're just getting started. It's really good with graphics and creating your ebook. If you want to do webinars, I love Zoom. You can do webinars, live webinars. People can register. You get to keep your recordings and the audio. So I absolutely love Zoom. The paid version is better. They do have a free version, but I think it's limited to like 30 or 45 minutes.
Excellent.
Our scheduling apps, like I said, Planoly is my go-to for scheduling my social media. And course platforms, I started off using Teachable, which was really great, but then I switched to a platform called CourseCraft because it was more user-friendly for me and what I was doing with my business.
Okay, excellent. So Canva, Teachable, and CourseCraft, some of the newer webinar platforms. I have heard about CourseCraft as well. Excellent. So as an entrepreneur, a lot of times people get burnt out, and we believe in self-care for the entrepreneur and self-care for keeping yourself enriched. What do you do, DeAndrea, for richness in your life?
So number one, I like to take trips with my family, with my husband and my kids. And sometimes I have no talk days where I only talk if it's necessary. Because I'm also a speaker, I'm a mom, I'm a wife. I'm constantly being pulled upon for, you know, to help everybody else, you know. So sometimes
right.
I have to help myself by having quiet days. Okay, today I'm not going to speak unless it's something really, really important or it's an emergency. I'm going to take the day to myself and just sit in my thoughts and deal with DeAndrea. Because if DeAndrea isn't okay, then nothing else will be okay. And it took me until I got into my 30s to not feel guilty about taking time for myself, to not have that mom guilt or that wife guilt or that sister guilt or that daughter guilt, you know, the guilt of being there for other people. So it took me until I got into my 30s to learn how to just have quiet days. I'm not going to answer my phone. I'm going to let my VA handle all my emails. I'm going to let my team do what they're doing and just trust that they're going to do the right thing. But today is my day.
That's absolutely. It. I love that. I love that. No talk days. Ooh, that's nice. I've also heard of no meeting days, which is really great. It's kind of the same concept. So I love that. And just being with yourself and recharging and regenerating. That's wonderful. So tell us what is on the horizon for you. Anything exciting people should check out? How do they reach out to you if they want more information, more accountability coaching? What is it and how can we connect with you?
So the number one way to work with me is my Entrepreneur Accountability Mastermind. It's a group coaching membership designed for entrepreneurs that have been in business for at least 3 years or more. They want to learn how to free up their time, create digital products, and automate their systems. So you've had a little success, but you got stale, and you're just trying to figure out this online world for yourself and how to find your place in the online sector and create those digital products. My website is www.deandreaburr.com. You can go on my website, see who I am, see what I'm all about, subscribe to my email list, and get to know me. On social media, I'm most active on Instagram, and you can follow me on Instagram at DeAndrea Bird, and also on Facebook at Book DeAndrea Bird. I love to connect with you guys and meet new people. So say hi if you follow me. I'll definitely follow back.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing and enriching our lives with your expertise that you uniquely have with the Rich Black Woman Network. And don't forget to connect with us ladies on Facebook and Instagram. Our Instagram is at Rich Black Woman, and our Facebook is at Rich Black Women, and that's W-O-M-E-N. Share this podcast with your flossy posse, your family, your coworkers. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and don't forget to leave a review. We so appreciate your words of encouragement. And on that note, live richly.